You're listening to an episode of the Abigail Pugh podcast with, you guessed it, Abigail Pugh. I'm an introverted mama who took my online business from 0 to 7 figures in 15 months selling my own digital products on social media. And guess what? I did it all with my 3-year-old daughter no less than 3 feet away from me at all times. Now I'm bringing you everything I've learned about building a wildly profitable online business that supports your life while allowing you to truly live it. Get ready for raw, honest conversations with entrepreneurs making thousands per month selling their own digital products and people just like you who ditch self-doubt to create the life they've always wanted. If you're ready to make more money, have more impact, and still have time for the things that matter most, you're in the right place. Grab your sneakers, head out on your hot girl walk, and let's dive in. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet, but it's also going to be wildly impactful for your Instagram growth because today we are going to audit your Instagram profile and make sure that it is super clear on who you serve and how you can help them. Because at the end of the day, you can have the best content ever, but if someone comes to your profile and gets confused by your bio, they probably won't hit that follow button. And we don't want that, right? We want you to have content popping off and people come into your profile and hit and follow and becoming part of your community and just loving everything that you do. But if you want that, you truly have to have a very clear Instagram bio. And actually, a few weeks ago, I did Instagram bio audits inside of my Rich Girl community. And obviously, they got way more feedback from me than I can give on a podcast episode. But it was crazy to see how many people were like so stuck in their heads. And we were really able to like break down, okay, like this is, you know, you are explaining your bio in a way that you understand, but your audience does not understand that. So we are going to break all of that down today so that when you have someone who, you know, finds your Instagram page and they go and they look at your bio, they're instantly like, oh my gosh, yes, this person is perfect for me. Or they're instantly like, nope, this is not what I need help with, right? Because at the end of the day, you want to attract your ideal client and repel somebody that is not your ideal client, right? Because you want those ideal clients in your audience, right? You want them part of your Instagram community. And your Instagram bio is one of the best ways to be so clear on who you are serving and how you can help them. Now, before we get started, if you are someone that overthinks everything and wants to change your bio all the time because you never fully love it, you are not alone. I literally had my friend, Brock Johnson, who is like the Instagram expert, audit my Instagram profile on a podcast we did together. And he like fully approved the version I have now. And I still overthink it and I tinker with it all the time. So just know you are not alone if that is you as well. Now, before we get into all of this, I want you to go to your Instagram bio and I want you to copy and paste the current version that you have now. And I want you to copy that and paste it into your notes on your phone or whatever type of phone you have. Paste it somewhere else so that as you are changing this and updating it, if you end up hating what you come up with like this time that you do this, you can go back to your old one and have it there and you won't lose that. I never want you to like lose your original one in case you get like halfway through the audit and you change your mind or you don't remember what you had originally. So do that first. And then I want you to pull up your Instagram while you're listening to this. And I want you to follow along and kind of see, look at your Instagram as I am walking you through this audit, because I'm looking at mine to kind of like go top to bottom and show you everything and walk you through it because, you know, podcasts, I can't show you a visual. So have yours up as we are doing this audit. And remember that anytime you are like feeling stagnant or you're feeling like, oh, I want to change, come back to this episode, listen to the audit again and do it all over again and just get reminded on like, okay, this needs to be this, this needs to be that. So, okay, let's dive in. We're going to start off first with your handle, right? Like your username, your at whatever your Instagram is called. That is for me at Abigail Pugh. Now, you are someone that has a username that has nothing to do with your first name. I might recommend changing it to your first name. I think nowadays, especially if you are at all a personal brand, it's so much better to have your username, like your actual name as your username, because people want to know who you are and they want to know your name. A good example of this that reminded me of like why I love it when people have their names as a username is a few weeks ago, I went on a Stan mastermind and there was a lot of people there that I met and I was like so excited to meet them and I didn't know their names. All I knew was their username because a lot of them, they didn't have their name in their Instagram handle. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel ridiculous not knowing your name. I'm going to call you by your username. And I really wanted to like associate who they were with their name. And I think it's really important, like standing out nowadays with a personal brand, like you and your personality and your name, like that is one of the ways you can stand out. So unless you've like built an entire brand around your Instagram username, I'd highly recommend considering changing it to your name. A few pointers, if somebody has taken your name already, you could always do something like abigail.pew or abigail_pew, something like that. But again, you want to keep that as simple as possible. Next up is your profile picture. This needs to be something that is very clear, very, you know, good quality if possible. I mean, iPhone photos on portrait mode are amazing quality nowadays. And I always recommend that your profile picture be your face making eye contact and smiling or looking joyful. Obviously, if you have an account that is like very moody and very cool, having like a more moody and cool profile picture would work. But if you are just a personal brand and like the moodiness isn't part of your vibe, definitely recommend having it where it is just a simple picture of you smiling, making eye contact, and looking right at them. Mine, for example, I am making eye contact and I am looking right at them, but I'm looking like to the side. So there's like a fun angle to it. But this is one of the first opportunities where people get to like see your face and look into your face, look into your eyes. And I think it's really important for that profile picture to be clear, welcoming, and just like super clear on who you are and what you look like. If you don't have a good headshot or anything like that, have a friend come help you do the portrait mode on your phone. Find a, you know, clear wall with some good lighting and take a nice picture of yourself. It doesn't need to be super fancy. This one was literally taken, what, like 2 years ago in my little tiny office at our rental. My husband took it for me during the middle of the day when there was good light. Like it doesn't have to be this like professionally done photo. It just needs to be clear, your face, and make people feel like, oh, okay, I can trust this person. Next is, I'm going to call this your nameplate. So this is under your profile picture. You'll see there's like a name, right? And for me, I am Meta verified, so I have to have my full name. I would suggest if you have a really long last name, maybe just doing your first name and then a dash. And then after that, these keywords are so important to get right. And something I see a lot of people doing wrong here is they're doing like industry jargon here and doing things that like they understand and they think are descriptive. But you have to remember that this part of your nameplate, this is searchable. So I want you to think about, okay, what is somebody searching to find me on Instagram? Those are the words that you want there. So for example, mine is Instagram growth and digital products, because I want people who are trying to grow on Instagram and sell digital products finding my page, right? So I really want you to think about, okay, what is my ideal customer searching? And you can type this in your search bar on Instagram. Go see what's popping up. Are similar accounts popping up when you search those keywords that your ideal audience would be searching? Great, then those are good keywords. But I really, really, really want you to think about, okay, what is somebody searching to find me? What word are they going to remember if they like randomly scroll my page and see me? And then later on, they're like, oh, I forgot her name, but like, what is that keyword that I can search? So keep that in mind for there. Next is your bio, right? Your Instagram bio, the fun part that we all overthink all the time. And I always love having this be a one-liner on who you help and how you help them. And then the next line, mine is like a little social proof or, you know, how many students I have. And then after that is my call to action. So the first one, helping creators and business owners sell more digital products using Instagram. That is mine. That is what I have. I feel like the help or I help statements are super great to start with because you can be so clear on who you are helping and how you are helping them. I've seen a lot of Instagram bios that are like really clever and fun. And I'm like, that's great and all, but I literally have no idea who you help and how you help them. So I would tend to stay away from like the super cutesy that would
kind of be hard for people to understand if they were your ideal audience. And then underneath, so for my social proof, I have 12,000 students taught. If you don't have students taught yet and you don't want to put that there, you could also do any other kind of like factor that shows that like you kind of know what you're doing. So let's say you've been in your career for 15 years and it's relevant to what you sell online. That could be a line like 15 years in, whatever it is that you do, as long as it's relevant to what you're teaching on social media. It could also be any awards you've won, or one of my friends, she's a best-selling author. So she has that there, right? It's just like credibility and showing that like, hey, I've helped people, or I've done this, or I've earned this award. If you don't have anything there, do not feel like you have to put that there. But if you do have it, I think it's really important to add that to your Instagram. Next would be the call to action. So right now, mine is kind of a broad call to action. It just says, learn from me, and then points down to my Stand store. But one thing I will say with this is if you are launching something specific and you are in that launch, your call to action needs to be specific to what you are launching. So right now I'm about to start like priming and launching one of my offers that I launch once a year. So pretty soon you'll see that my call to action is going to be specific to the product that I am priming and launching for, right? So that's going to change from time to time, depending on what you are selling or what like the main call out that you want for people. So my call to action changes all the time based on the main thing that I am trying to sell. Now, after that, you're going to have your link in bio. I recommend Stan Store for this. I love Stan. I will have like a free 2-week trial for Stan in the show notes of this. Yes, it's an affiliate link. Yes, I am an ambassador for them. I love them. I have used them since day one. They are my favorite like all-in-one place to sell digital products, but also to use as a link in your bio, because Instagram several months ago made it so that you could add multiple links in your bio. So when people would click on it, they have to like select what they want. And A, it's not pretty. And B, it's just, it makes them like think, oh my gosh, what do I press? Which place do I want to go? And a lot of the time, if you make it like confusing or at all overwhelming for what to decide, they'll just click away from it, right? So I love that Stan makes it like this nice little shop that you have there. You can add external links. So if you did want to link to something else within your Stan store, you can absolutely do that. But it's much more beautiful and very easy for them to find what they need without confusing them. So I love Stan Store for link in bio, and I recommend only having one option in your Stan Store for them to click to. Now, something else I will add here is that on Instagram, you're able to have your Threads badge be there, and you're also able to have like the account type. So before, I had my little Threads badge and my account type, and it really just made my bio very overwhelming and like a lot going on. So you can go into your settings and toggle those things off. I'd probably recommend doing that because I don't think necessarily people need to have either of those there. I mean, like mine was entrepreneur was my account type. Like that's not helping anything. That's not helping with letting people know anything really that they need to know. And then as far as the Threads badge, I'm not using Instagram to try and grow my Threads. If anything, I'm using Threads to try and get people to come to my Instagram. So I don't really need my username for Threads there. So I turned that off as well. Now, after you have done that audit, take a breather. And this is where we get into when you are trying to decide what to do for your bio, and maybe you're overwhelmed and maybe you're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what to do. I thought mine was clear, but now it sounds like it's not clear. How do I get feedback on this? There are a few ways that you can do this. First and foremost, you can come up with a new bio for your Instagram, right? And then you can maybe come up with two versions that you think, hey, this is super clear. Then you can take those, you can put them in your stories, you know, like one at the top of the story, one at the bottom, and in the middle, do a poll and point to one on one side and point on the other and ask your audience in your stories like, hey, this is what I do. This is how I help people. Is this clear in my bio? And let them vote and see what people think, right? And a lot of the times people will send you DMs as well. And you can invite that too. Just be like, hey, I'm not sure if this is really clear. If this is you and, you know, I could help you in this area, can you let me know if my bio is clear on that? Like, ask them for feedback. It is okay. Next, take it to Threads. Go on over to Threads, do a thread that says, this is what I do and this is how I help people, or this is my ideal audience and this is how I help them. And here's my Instagram bio. Is this clear? If not, give me recommendations. Literally ask for it. People on Threads are so quick to give their opinion. And it's really great to get, again, outsider opinion on if it is clear or not, because we tend to use a lot of like industry jargon and things that we understand in even in our nameplates or in our bio. And your ideal customer probably doesn't resonate with that, right? They aren't going to read that and be like, oh yeah, exactly. That's exactly who I need. They need it in their terms. They need it in the way that they talk. So you're going to have to dumb it down a little bit, but I know it's harder to do that for yourself. Even for me, it's hard to dumb it down. So going to places like your stories or threads to ask for feedback on that is a great way to know if you truly have dumbed it down for people to be able to come to your page, see it, read your bio, and instantly know if they want to follow you or not. Now, that is all for the Instagram profile audit. I am going to go over pinned posts really quickly and your highlights, but this is just going to be real quick. So for your pinned post, I always recommend having a reel or a carousel that is like a start here that is letting people know, hey, this is who I am and this is how I can help you. It can be a trend, it can be a talking head video, whatever you want it to be, but I would recommend that for your first pinned post. The second one, I would probably do your freebie or a low ticket offer that you have. Depending on where you're wanting people to kind of start in their journey with you, have a reel or a carousel on that. And then the third one, it's always fun to do something personal, maybe share a little bit about you, an introduction reel, something like that, so that if someone is more visual and they want to watch something instead of read something, they can go to that pinned post and watch a reel on who you are and maybe like a little something fun about you. So that's what I would do for pinned posts. Again, these are probably going to shift based on what you're doing. Anytime I'm launching something new, I make sure that one of my pinned posts is about that thing that I am launching right then and there. So people, if they come to my page and they're new, they know that I am launching that offer. Last but not least is your highlights. And this is something that you need to be updating, I'd say like every 2 months, every month, checking it, making sure that everything is relevant, because there's nothing worse than going to someone's highlights and seeing that their last added story to their highlight was like 2022. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, are they still working with people? Like, is this still all relevant? So updating those every month or so is really great. I always, always, always recommend having a start here highlight. You can go to mine and look at mine and see how I've done mine. I literally just like introduce myself, say a small blip on my story, who I serve, how I help them, how they can work with me. And then I think the last slide is something on like random facts about me, just like connecting with them. So every single person out there should have a start here highlight, in my opinion. Like, you need it. No matter what you do, you need a start here highlight so someone can watch that and be like, okay, is this person for me or not? After that, there's a lot more flexibility. I wouldn't have like rows and rows and rows of highlights. A lot of influencers do, but that's totally different because they're like selling products, like that physical products usually. But when it comes to digital products, I'd recommend keeping your highlights a little bit more concise. I always like to have one that is like something along the lines of testimonials, something along the lines of my freebie. So I have a highlight for my podcast episodes because that is my current freebie. I have one on my rants because those are always fun. And I love kind of showcasing what I care about and what I believe in so that people can see that and be like, okay, I care about the same things as this girl. Like I can vibe with that. And then I also have one on, it was a question box that I did on people where they made their first digital product sale, like where they were at. And it's just like a really like feel good highlight, right? So those are the ones that I have right now. It's very concise, but it's very telling. And it lets people know kind of like my personality, what I value, what makes me smile, and then proof from happy clients that have loved working with me. So I hope you enjoyed that audit. Please make sure that you save this episode to listen to it anytime you're feeling stale with your Instagram bio, your profile in general. Instagram is like my favorite place. No, I mean, it's been crazy lately. Instagram has been wild with all these updates, but it's super important to have your bio just be like so clear on who you serve and how you help them. So do not forget that. Send me a DM if you found this episode helpful, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and my guest today. If you learned anything from our episode, I would love it if you could share it over on your Instagram stories and tag me at Abigail Pugh. Until next time, love you, mean it.